Hey, everybody, and welcome to another week of the Practicing His Presence podcast. We're so glad you've joined us today and that you've committed to this journey of becoming a person who encounters God, walks with God in daily life. Today, we're going to take a few moments to hear a passage of scripture, have it read over us, allowing the Holy Spirit to be the one who illuminates the thing that He longs to teach us this week. After that, we'll have some time to reflect and worship and then process a couple of questions with God around this passage. But regardless of where you're at today, whether you're in your car or at home, sitting over a cup of coffee in the morning when the house is still quiet, we're just glad that you've taken time to be with God today. As we prepare our hearts and settle in, let's take a deep breath. And let's welcome God into this space right here. This week's passage is Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Again, as we read this passage over you, allow God to bring a thought, phrase, a sentence, a word, an idea to the front of your mind, and believe that if you dig deeper into that, that He has something to reveal to your heart today. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved.
There's no darkness in your eyes. There's no question in your mind, God Almighty. God of mercy. There's no hiding from your face. There's no striving in your grace, God of mercy. There's no borders in your love, no division in your heart, God of heaven, God of freedom. Embracing the poor, comfort for all those who mourn, for the brokenhearted. We sing louder, release from prison and shame, oppression turning to praise for every captive. Become the light that shines in us. There's no darkness in your way, so have your way. Lord, have your
beautiful name it is. What a
As you hear this passage again, would you allow it to become a fresh word to your heart? Even if it's something you've heard before, Let it be as if God were speaking it to you right here and right now. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. As you hear these words and let God show you the thing that He's longing for your heart to see, would you consider this question with Him? Knowing that you, as a follower of Jesus, are designed to live in community, how could you bring this type of life together to the communities in which you are already present? Lord, we understand that the ways of your kingdom are upside down to the ways of the world. The ways in which we do friendship and community and neighborhood look different, God, than what you originally intended for your people at times. There are traits of a kingdom community, God, that we are actually able to bring to the spaces that we already exist. We pray, God, that you would help us to live into that design. That it wouldn't be some far-off dream, but instead that actualizing your kingdom vision for friendship and community would come as an easy yoke to us, where the burden is light and we can rid ourselves of striving, accepting the gracious gift of individuals that you've placed into our life, knowing that they're there for a reason. God, we're grateful that you show up like that, that you've given us one another. Would you help us to raise our eyes to the better thing that you're calling us to? Amen. We are so glad that you took time to receive this today and hope that it gives you legitimate handles that you can grab onto and bring into the environments in which you're already present. We don't want these things to just exist in theory or thought, but we want the things that God is speaking to our hearts in these spaces to actually come to life. So we are praying that that happens for you this week. We'll see you again Wednesday. Love that you're committed to this journey of becoming a person that encounters God in every space to which you belong. We love you, and we'll see you soon.